Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Trailer Tales. I'm Dave. That's Crystal.
Tammy.
And
tell them.
It's official. We're doing a podcast together, y'all.
Woo! Hey, we got our own podcast, okay? And if you think, hey, they're just going to do a podcast and I'm not going to see them again for a few months, think again.
Mm-hmm. Every week.
Once a week. Okay?
Yep. We finally got an investor for the show, and it's happening.
Yeah, we finally got funding. Okay, we found somebody to fund us. All right? And it's a big wig. He makes a lot of money, and he does not want to be named. So don't be asking in the comments, who is it? Who's funding y'all? We're not going to say. We are tight-lipped up here and down there.
That's how I like it.
Silent investor is what it's called.
Yeah. That's what they're called.
Silent investor. And that doesn't mean he or she stays silent. That means that they don't say their names and stuff.
He don't want to be mentioned. Okay, so we're not saying shit. All right, we're not saying a word.
It's okay? Like at that silent auction, you know, you ever see them on TV when they hold up those paddles, they're like,
yep, I do know. Mm-hmm. Okay, but just know something, he's got money and he's writing us checks.
I mean, look at this set. He
built this for us and gave us a camera and some mics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's how we're able to do this podcast once a week. Mm-hmm. Okay?
And it's real important. We've been doing a lot of research on YouTubes and stuff like that. You got to like it, and you got to comment it, and you got to share it so other people know about it. And you got to hit that subscribe button, and there's a bell even for the notifications.
And don't gatekeep this podcast.
Don't keep it to yourself.
Don't gatekeep it. And Crystal brought up something smart. She said something about how when they comment something, how's that work?
It's called, Dave said, the
algorithms.
It's when people comment, and that tells Facebook. It's like a robotic notification. Hey, Facebook, people like this. Let more people see it. Yeah. Maybe 5 to 10 more people. And then if somebody else comments, then 5 to 10 more people can see it.
It's like a game of telephone.
Yeah, so keep your comments coming, okay?
Huh, just like me.
Yeah. And me too.
Okay.
So if you hear
us, hashtag me too in the comments.
Comment that, okay? Yeah. Uh-huh. And if you hear us talking about something and you want to chime in, leave us a comment. Don't not comment and then go about your day thinking, oh, I should have said something. Say something now.
Yeah, leave us a comment or a comment.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
You said comment.
Sorry.
That was good.
I'm sorry.
We're trying to make people laugh.
Okay,
with this podcast. And we're trying to bring up real topics and talk about real life things and so hey, joke away.
Okay. You
know? And also
I'm gonna joke off all over you. Come on, I can't help myself.
Damn, that was good.
That's probably our first t-shirt idea too. Leave a comment.
Merch. Leave a comment.
There's gonna be merch. There's gonna be merch.
We're gonna be merching all over the place.
There's gonna be merch.
Yeah.
Okay, leave a comment.
Yes. A lot of you guys love the t-shirts. You love merch. Don't think we hadn't thought about this. Okay? Mm-hmm. We're businessmen. Okay? And good ones.
Oh, last announcement. Then, of course, we'll keep talking.
Yeah.
We've got an email.
Tell them about the email.
And this was not easy to lock down.
No, it wasn't.
Okay? You can email trailertalespod@gmail.com. Not tales like the animal. Tales. T-A-L-E-S. Like stories and whatnots and different things like that. Mm-hmm. TrailerTalesPod@gmail.com. And you can email us things to debate about, us to talk about, stories you want us to reminisce about from our childhood and stuff like that.
Yeah. And our investor helped us get that email.
So he had to buy it. Yep. He had to buy it from somebody who already had it.
Yes, he did.
And it was a pretty penny.
And he said, hey guys, why don't we do TrailerTales2 at gmail.com? And I said, I'm not second. Mm-hmm. I'm not second. I'm first. Mm-hmm. I'm not taking the second email. You're out of your damn mind if you think I'm taking two.
And next thing you know, it'll be Trailer Tale Pod Lovers, spelled with a U, lovers.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Trailer Tale Pod Fans.
Yes.
I mean, you're welcome to make your own email and email us there.
Can't take ours.
You can't. We got it on lock and key.
So if you guys want to send us an email, if you want to say, hey, I want to know what they think about this, email us. Hey, I want to know, I want them to debate over this subject, email us. Hey, you know, I want to bend one of them over, email us. We're reading them. Okay, let us know. We're reading them.
Yeah, we don't really have like a producer per se. We'll read the emails. Mm-hmm. We'll read every single one. Mm-hmm. And we might even read some on the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. You got a wild story. Just anything, okay? Just send us an email. What's the email again?
TrailerTalesPod@gmail.com. That's TrailerTalesPod@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Speaking of POD, I love that band.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was one of my favorite bands when I was in high school.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't make...
Cut my life into pieces.
This is my last resort.
Suffocation. No breathing. Don't give a fuck if I cut my own breathing.
God, I love that band.
Yeah, POD really knew how to rock.
Oh, man. They sure did.
It's timeless.
Oh, yeah. Wait. They also sing that song, I'm the man in the box. Down, down. Down, down, down.
Yep. Ooh, bangers.
They had a lot of hits. That, like, the more I think of it, the more I'm like.
Yeah. I don't know what else they sing, though.
They sing that.
What do they sing?
Can't find a better man.
Yes.
But I always said Butterman because I thought that was funny. Can't find the Butterman.
And you know what you used to do, Crystal? You sung that as I was growing up. Mm-hmm. And when I became an adult and I sung that around people, I'll never forget. They go, did you just say butter? And I said, yeah. And they said, it's better man. Well, you taught me butter.
Yep.
And that's how I sing that still to this day. Butterman.
Well, I thought that it was like the song was talking about Miss Buttersworth. You know how you put that on pancakes?
Yep.
That's what I thought of the song was about because she used to sing it all the time. And I was like, okay, the Butterman, Miss Buttersworth.
That's the beauty with music. You can interpret it however you want.
Mm-hmm.
It don't have to be one thing.
Mm-mm.
You know, if it means something to me, it could mean something else to you. You know what
true,
I'm saying?
True.
And that's the good about musics.
That's why they call it art. You can interpret it however you want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, I used to do color paintings with my fingers. I used to see trees and stuff like that. And then my dad just said it looked like shit. And I'm like, well, that's your interpretation.
Right.
Okay?
Right. Exactly.
It's harmful. That mm-hmm. was harmful.
Well, you know.
Yeah. Did you cut? Were they brown? I mean, why was he thinking they were shit piles?
No, I think that he just thought that my art sucked.
Oh.
Yeah.
It probably did then. Listen to him.
It probably did.
I mean, most children's artwork, if we're going to be honest, is shitty.
Yeah.
Kids That's don't true. Know how to draw.
That's true.
Till they get older.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't come up to me showing me a drawing and wanting me to go, whoa. I'm going to be truthful with you. I'm with your dad. If it looked like shit, just say, hey, man, you got to do better.
Yeah. Go back to the drawing board, literally.
Yeah.
So if maybe you have that's what the expression comes from.
Go back to
the drawing board.
Start again.
Start
again. And make it better. Exactly.
My little Piggly Wigglies are a little chilly willy.
That's a flat fucking foot, brother.
What?
Hold that up again. Where's your arch?
What do you mean? The only arches I know in my life are at McDonald's.
If you are out there and you are an orthodontist and you can send him an orthotic for his arch and get mm-hmm. him an arch.
Yeah.
Get Dave an arch. That's what we want in 2024.
Well,
no man should have to walk around with a flat foot like this.
What?
You'd be disqualified from getting in any branch of the service. Army, Marines, Navy, Coast Guard.
Security officer at the mall. They wouldn't even let you do that.
It's for you.
Hello? It's so flat.
Is that medically okay to not have an arch? I mean...
No!
What do you mean? Is it something I should be worried about?
I've just never seen a foot with no arch.
Well, do you have some arch on your
you
foot?
You think I ain't had a... Look, I got a permanent penis from all the...
What?
You know?
Yep.
You've been doing this?
Look! Arch!
I'm going to be honest. If I did that, I'd probably squash it.
Jesus Christ, put those down.
That's a lot of power in it.
Why is there dust coming off of them?
I don't know.
And why is your little thing under your toe so dry?
What do you mean my little thing under my toe? Why y'all pushing at me? Damn.
Why are your big toes purple?
Because I'm damn cold down
Jesus
here.
Jesus Christ.
I got titties popping out of my wife beater down here too because it's so cold.
Well, I thought you had on one of those new Kim K bras.
No, I don't.
Y'all heard of that?
Yeah, no. The Slims or Shims?
It's a bra, okay, with permanent nipples on them.
I heard about this, actually.
And they're like something like $300, $350 for a bra or something, Okay?
Why would you need that?
That's what I said. I go, do people's nipples not stay hard 24/7 anyway?
How about you just use your own? DIY.
Use your own nipples.
Oh, is that $300 worth right there?
Right.
That's called capitalism.
Exactly.
It's Kim K trying to capitalize off of nipples.
That's capitalism with a K.
Yeah, that's smart. That's smart. But people are paying $350 for these bras to make it look like they got hard nipples. Don't be fake. Okay? If you're going to have hard nipples, have real ones.
Have really, really hard ones and be decisive. And if there's breast milk in there, let it fly.
I saw it on Instagram, and I saw red.
Nipples? Okay.
Blocked and deleted.
Exactly. I should have. Okay?
Should have blocked and deleted. Next thing you know, they'll be making underwear that has a fake fupa in it.
Exactly. Fake boners. Wait, what? How do you know what's real and what's not?
Hold on. Why would you buy panties with a fake fupa in it?
Oh, men love fat pussies.
I mean, I do, but...
What?
You don't know if I want a fake fupa.
That's what I'm saying. You want the real thing.
It's the same as a peacock putting his things up to show off.
So you think skinny girls might be getting fake fupa panties?
Yes.
I didn't say it.
Maybe that's something in the merch store that we could make.
Well, the thing is, when you get in the bed with your partner and you take off them underpants, exactly, they're going to say, where's the fupa?
Exactly. They're going to say,
and on the floor, you'll say.
You sold me something. Okay, you sold me something. In the grocery store, I was looking, I liked it, I bought it, meaning, you sold me a fupa, and then you take me home, where's it at? Where's it at?
Still.
Don't scam people! Oh. Okay? I'm serious, man. And next thing you know, they're going to have fake boners. Okay, big old horse c***s. You go, you're going to sell them the horse c***s. And then you get home, what are you going to find? Vianney sausages. Not cool. Stop faking people.
Do you like Vianney sausages?
Love them. I'll eat a dozen cans.
Really?
Yeah.
What about the juice? You like the juice in them?
I shoot them after.
And the gel,
too. Shoot the juice?
She loves the gel.
Love the gel. So I'll take a little butter knife, okay, and I'll dip it in there, pull one out, pop it in, you know. And when I'm done with the little can, well, you got about that much of juice left.
Yeah.
Knock her back.
Knock her back like a shot?
And always done it.
Yeah.
Ever since she was a child.
She taught. She. She
I'd what? Open it for her, you know, when she was too small.
Because I couldn't open it. You know, I used to cut my little finger.
These have been happening to me, too. Yeah.
So she used to open them for me. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget the first time I left the juice in there. Got so mad at me. You shoot that juice.
Hey.
I put it in her face.
Another
like this.
Thing
you
on
see
this
that?
Podcast.
You see that? That's good.
Yeah, we don't waste Mm-mm. on this show. Mm-mm. Okay? Don't be wasteful. We're not into that, okay?
Especially not buying any sausage juice. That shit's expensive.
Yeah. Also, have you ever tried his lube?
I'm sorry, what?
You've never tried Vianney sausage lube juice?
Well, I'm
before?
Sorry, man. I've never needed lube. Unless it's anal. I need a little lube on there.
I don't even need it for anal anymore at this point.
Really?
Crystal, your ass gets wet.
I don't know if it's wet, but...
No, tell us. It's okay.
Yeah, let's get... Hold on.
I've done so much anal in my day that...
Oh, it's just loose.
It's looser. It's okay. Not, you know, and it's not atrophied is the word.
What's that mean?
Don't work right.
Okay.
It's not atrophied.
I thought it meant like a winner. Like a truck?
Nope, it means it don't work right.
Okay.
It's not like that. It's just my butthole has accepted that it's the main hole now. So, if you're talking about holes, my hole knows that the butthole is the go-to.
Okay, yeah.
And so, as far as tightness and...
So, there's not like a superintendent anymore, like that's who you go to first.
I got a couple questions. Why did you make the anal the main hole? Instead of the vaginal. What happened there?
Leave a comment below why you think that Crystal's butthole is the main hole now.
Yeah.
Do you want me to tell you?
I'd love to know.
So if you want to guess, pause it here. Because then I'll say the reason. And
okay.
So the reason is because my vaginal is sort of atrophied, meaning it's loose. And I don't have any children, but over the years with estrogen and progesterone getting lower, my vagina walls are looser. So what I said to the first time I did it, I said, try my behind.
And
he said that thing, he got off in 2 seconds. He said, wow, that thing is tight, tight, tight.
Wow.
And I allowed him to ejaculate inside of my anus because
Good God, that got descriptive, Crystal.
You cannot get pregnant in anal.
No, and I've tried and you can't. I mean, I've tested that theory and you cannot. And can I just say something?
Sure.
I'm scared with what happened to your vaginal hole is going to happen to mine.
It will. It's genetic. As soon as you start hitting that menopause era, you got a few years, though, don't worry. You're going to hit menopause and it's going to get looser.
Mm.
But then you just increase the size of your man's junk. Sorry, was I being too descriptive? Find a man with a larger ding-dong.
Okay.
And then he won't know the difference.
Okay.
Or just go straight to behind like me.
Yeah, well, I'm going to try to hold out on that as long as I can. On anal. Because my G-spot's in my hole.
Well, you could also have it in your behind.
I don't know nothing about that.
Well, I heard, and this is just what I heard, that guys have a G-spot back there too.
Yes.
Now, is my answer.
Hey, I didn't ask a question.
I knew what was coming next, okay? No is my answer, and I'm standing firm on that.
Hey.
Unlike her atrophied vagina walls.
What if somebody on there sends an email that says, has Dave ever done anal?
That's
going to
be a no from me.
You're still young.
Yeah.
You're still young.
I haven't explored that yet.
That's because you listen to male toxicity that says, if you like it in the butt, you're gay. Do it in the butt. It ain't mean you're gay.
Yeah, it just means
you
like
it in the butt.
It means you just like it in there. Exactly. Exactly.
Men are so afraid of being misgendered as gay.
Yeah.
It don't mean you're gay.
It don't. It just means you love anal.
Are you sure about this?
Oh, yeah.
Ask a gay man in the audience.
I don't know. I think 4 out of 5 doctors say that's gay.
No doctor ain't never said that.
You've been going
really?
To the Minute Clinic, bitch. Okay?
Oh, you don't need to call me a bitch.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
We're on the same team here.
I know.
Damn.
I'm sorry,
that got heated. That was our first debate that got a little bit heated.
I got riled up.
And that's the thing. We're going to have to make a pact.
Yes.
If our debates get out of control, we'll still be friends.
Yes.
Okay.
Pact.
Hands in. Pact.
One, two, three.
Friends.
Okay.
Let's do it again, but we got to say the pact first.
Okay.
Our pact is that no matter what, no matter what topic, no matter how heated,
we will be friends. No matter what topic.
One, two, three.
No matter what topic. No matter how heated we get.
We will still be friends. Should we try it one more time?
Yeah, ready?
Okay.
No matter, two, three. No matter how heated we will still be friends.
And I mean it.
I don't want
this to be a situation where there's a rumor mill. Oh, they broke up as a podcast because Dave doesn't believe he has a G-spot in his butthole, and he thinks if he has man butthole sex, he'll be gay.
We don't want y'all talking nonsense on the Reddit threads, okay? As long as we still have a private investigator funder, we are still going to have this podcast.
And as long as you're not privately investigating my behind, then we're good.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay?
You know what I predict?
What?
This is what I predict. Episode 100, you're going to reveal...
Yeah,
and
right.
Sometimes I get visions. You're going to reveal that you finally indulged in butthole pleasure.
Yeah, you are. I give it by episode.
So get ready. Get your behind ready.
I give it episode 50, you do it. Episode 100, you admit it. So stay tuned, okay? Keep watching this podcast week after week.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're going to explore more things about ourselves and our topics and topics that you guys send in that y'all, like, want us to talk about. Like, you know, and I'll never say never.
And exactly.
Maybe that's it.
What?
Maybe that's told you. I already predicted.
I know.
It's called manifestation. And that could be a topic you want to hear about. Does manifestation work? I manifested that this young man who's afraid of being labeled gay will lack something in his behind hole.
I never even said that. And you're really manifesting that on top of it. I don't appreciate this manifesting for other people.
Yeah.
But you can manifest for yourself, but why are you manifesting these things on me?
Well, is manifesting real? Let's talk about that. Okay, let's stop talking about our buttholes and talk about something.
Thank you.
So let's talk about manifesting. People think, well, first off, let's talk about what that is. For everybody listening that has never heard that word, manifesting.
It's kind of a new age term.
I never heard that shit growing up.
No.
Mm-mm. I didn't even know what that was.
It was called dreaming when you were
daydreaming.
Oh, is that what? Oh, yeah. Yep.
They say, oh, you got ADHD.
And I get hit in the back of the head in class. Quit daydreaming.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You was manifesting. Trailer Tales.
Hey, when you have used all the toilet paper up in your house, okay, and you start having to use the newspapers, it's time for something new, okay? It's time for the Tushy Bidet, okay? It gives you a fresh stream of water. I'm talking about water from your sink, water from your shower, okay, to clean up your butt after you go.
Now listen, everyone, I am a larger woman, and as you can imagine, clean up after I use the restroom is not easy.
Or cheap.
Could get expensive real quick.
You know why? Because I have to use a lot of toilet paper. But when I use Tushy, me and the rest of America, on average, uses 75% less toilet paper. And that's good for your pocketbook and the environment, because you don't want a bunch of toilet paper floating around in our rivers and streams.
No, I don't want it. And I know everybody listening don't want it either.
Yeah, it's bad for the environment.
Listen to this. Every Tushy bidet comes with a 30-day hassle-free return and a 12-month warranty.
Wow.
You're not going to call up and say, hey, something ain't working. And they're going to say, too bad, sucker. You know what they're going to say? Guess what? 30-day hassle-free returning.
Get that fresh out of the shower feeling at HelloTushy.com. For a limited time, Trailer Tales listeners get 10% off your entire order when you use code TRAILER at checkout. That's 10% off your order at HelloTushy.com with promo code TRAILER. It's time to back that ass up with confidence.
I gotta go shit.
Use Tushy.
Yep.
Hey, do you have any live dates you want to plug or nothing like that?
Yeah, I do. Tour starts for me February 7th in Phoenix, Arizona. Okay? And then I got shows in Albuquerque and... what's that town with the
aliens? Roswell.
Roswell. That's going to be my first shows in New Mexico. Okay. And then I'm hitting up California. So just go to my website, eatmytrash.com. Okay. And look at all the list of shows and get your tickets. Okay. Tickets start at $35.
Okay. My buddy is, can I plug some of my buddy's dates?
Yeah.
He's going to be on the road in Huntington Beach, California. Oxnard, California, Tacoma, Washington, Kansas City, Missouri, West Bend, Wisconsin. Bunch of dates at jeremiahwatkins.com.
Okay.
Go check that out.
Yeah. Y'all go get tickets.
.com.
Not .net.
Just go to .com for all those sites.
So let's say if I say, ooh, I really want to start a number one podcast with my friends, but dang, we ain't got no funding. I don't know how this is going to happen. Guess what? I manifest that it's going to happen. I tell myself, and I put it out into the universe and on Snapchat, I'll say, hey, we're going to start a podcast. Who out there has money to fund us? Even though I didn't know if we were going to start a podcast or not.
Because you and I, the first few episodes that the three of us did together,
uh-huh.
that was out of all our old pockets.
Exactly.
We just did it like just hoping for the best, and then we got picked up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We didn't know that that was going to happen, but we dreamed of it.
Manifested.
We manifested.
And some people will say, oh, that's not real. It just happened because you said you're going to start it, and you did, and that's what happened. So people are on both sides. Is manifesting real, or do you just make a choice and it happens, and that's what it is?
I think manifesting is real, and I'm going to go out on a big limb here, okay?
Okay.
I think we could have a segment each episode, or every once in a while, where we talk about the things that we want to manifest in our lives.
Exactly.
And we get updates on them.
Exactly.
And see if it's real.
I love that.
Kind of like a checks and balance system.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, this is what I'm manifesting this week, right here, right now.
Yep.
So what you're doing is you're making a hypothesis right now. Y'all didn't know I was very scientific.
I never heard these words from you ever.
Yeah.
Been doing a lot of reading.
Woo. I mean, you just said atrophy vagina, and I'd never heard of that term
scientific.
Either.
Scientific. I've been very scientific. Had some time to read lately. Mm. But that is a checks and balance system. So maybe you'll say, I want to be able to enjoy butthole pleasures. You can say that. And that's kind of manifesting. And then the crowd will keep a notebook that will say, you know, the manifestations. And then the dates of when these things are happening, like a checks and balance system. Mm-hmm. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought so.
That's what he meant.
See, we're already doing the same mind.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
We have the same mindset. And that's important for podcasts. I've been reading about podcasts.
Yeah, I think we should say it again.
No matter what happens. No matter how mad you get,
we're going to stay friends. Amen. One, two, three. Friends. Exactly.
Exactly.
And I'm manifesting this. Somebody's going to say, put the manifesto on a t-shirt.
Yeah. We're going to manifest some merch.
They'll say, put that manifesto on a t-shirt. And it'll be like this. Hold my microphone. It'll have a picture of your hand, my hand, and your hand, like this on top of each other. And then the words in maybe a nice cursive or calligraphy. No matter what the topic, no matter how mad we get, we will still be friends. And around the world, people will use that as their own manifestos.
Yeah.
I mean.
Maybe they start a book club. And then before book club, they all put their hands in there and say, no matter what the topic, no matter how mad
this
we get.
This is starting to feel a little bit like witchcraft.
It's not.
That's what a podcast is, though.
Is it?
It really is.
Podcast is witchcraft?
It's cult-like.
Marketing.
It can be cult-like if you market it right.
Marketing.
Oh, okay.
It's all about marketing. That's what our private investor said.
Okay.
He had a whole conversation with me about marketing. I'm supposed to relay that to you. I forgot. I'll talk to you after the pod.
Okay.
And it's all about marketing and just private funds, and it's a whole thing.
Are my feet really that flat?
Oh, God. They're grossing me out, man.
Okay.
Did you get a good shot? Hold it upside so people can see there's no arch. You ain't got no foot bone, or I don't know what's going
what
on.
Mean, I don't got no foot bone.
There's no foot bone.
What
in
do
there.
You mean I don't got? I got a foot bone.
And the bottom of your feet looks like you're deceased.
You're hurting my feelings.
I know. I'm just being serious. It's all yellow.
Because
yellow and white.
Okay, maybe they haven't seen lotion in a little bit. Do you lotion your feet?
No, they're naturally glowy.
Really?
Yeah. I've always had naturally glowy skin and glowy hair. People all the time think, oh, Tammy gets her eyelashes done. You know, those girls get their eyelashes done, and Tammy gets Botox, and Tammy is always wearing all this makeup. I'm not. Mm-mm. I just look like this. I'm very natural, naturally beautiful. So I think it's all the Dr. Peppers I drink. Drink like 12 a day, at least.
Is that the secret? Well, they've got, what is it, 20 different flavors in there?
Yeah.
One of them's probably the secret to the Fountain of Youth in there.
Original.
Yeah.
Don't be doing the cherry a cherry cream Dr. Pepper.
That's called sacrilege where I come from. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just stick with the regulars. So I drink a case a day.
A case?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's how I keep all my curves, too. You know, okay. I don't want to get too skinny, you know. People don't like that.
You don't want to get rail thin.
I want to keep, you know, keep all the curves.
What's up with this Ozempic?
I don't know, man. I don't know why everybody's wanting to get skinny.
I don't know either.
I have no
idea.
It's
a curse.
Well, look at the bottom of your feet. You ain't got no curves on your feet either.
My feet are literally dying.
Your limbs are getting discolored.
Atrophied.
From the thinness. Okay?
Can you thicken me up?
You gonna put a pot roast on for him?
Crystal, do you know how to thicken me up other than in the pants? You know what I'm saying?
I thought we were going to start this off regular or not.
He's all
bring up that.
Sorry.
Stuff.
He's been trying to get with Crystal since we were, how old? I mean young.
When it was illegal.
Yeah, when it was illegal. And it's still illegal, but it was not as illegal back then.
Right.
Why would it be illegal now?
Well, it's not now.
Oh, okay.
But back then when we were, you know, fucking 9 years old and she was 17, 18, 19.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, your cousin Crystal's so pretty.
She was like my Wendy Peppercorn.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I'd be like, leave her alone. She's got a boyfriend.
Yeah, I did have a boyfriend.
You've always been on her tail. Always.
I just can't get over the flat foot, though. That is haunting me.
What if I wore socks?
A sock ain't going to put an arch on there. That thing's flatter than a pancake.
What if I kept my shoes on like a black guy in bed?
Huh?
Huh?
You've never seen...
I've never heard of that in my life.
You've never seen that before?
No.
They keep their shoes on in bed sometimes.
Why?
Because, you know.
If they're
wearing nice shoes, they want to show them off and like, you know. It's like adult cinema. It's not like, you know, like every black guy doing it, but it's in adult cinema.
Well, there's a lot of things that happens in adult cinema that ain't real. So
exactly.
Like, you know, women getting too pumped and then their orgasm.
Right.
That don't happen.
Well, how many pumps does it take to get to the center of Crystal's Tootsie Pop?
I'd say 30 at least, hard pumps.
30 hard pumps? Unleaded?
Hard pumps.
I'm not talking about a little soft like,
hard pumps.
I'm talking
pumps.
About, bam. I'm talking about something that'll knock your literal wig off if you're wearing one.
Yeah.
If your wig ain't coming off and he's pumping, send him out the damn door.
Okay.
That way with his flat-footed
self.
Can
I pump and you tell me if it's enough?
Manifest it.
Yes.
You ready?
You're moving 3 inches. Your hip's moving a quarter of an inch.
Okay, let me get into this then.
Put your back into it.
Oh, hold the mic for me then.
That's better. Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Take
your mic.
That double one was good if you're doing double every time. Don't do it like a drum beat. A bam, ba-bam, bam. That's going to throw off our
Yes, it will.
Rhythm.
Yes, it will.
Do a straight pump or a straight...
Your cicada rhythm?
Yes, it will.
My cicada rhythm will be off.
Okay.
Did you think that's okay to do?
What do you mean, is that okay to do? You mean the go-to?
Oh, no. Oh, boy, he's scooting. You're not even...
You know
where
to go.
That was gnarly to see. That was wild to look at.
Regardless, I did get a little wet just by watching that pump in motion.
Wow. Okay.
Flat feet or not.
I dried up. I was wet when we started. I'm dry now.
She likes a more rigorous
making
love than I do.
Yeah.
You want more rigorous? Even harder than what I just did.
Got to get through the fupa. Mm-hmm. Every girl's different. Listen, you've been doing a one. Every girl likes it the same, haven't you?
I guess, yeah.
Oh, boy.
You're telling me that every girl likes it a little different.
Yep.
I thought it was like a master key down here, you know what I'm saying? I thought this was the key to the city.
Well, that's what you get for thinking.
Yeah, if you live in a city where there's one person.
Right. If you live in a city that's got one person living there.
If the sign says city population one.
One. Then maybe you got the key to the city. But not if there's two.
So far, y'all have dick shamed me and foot shamed me in the
same. You said we'd stay friends.
No matter what the topic, no matter how mad we get, we will still be friends. Amen.
Amen.
You said.
No.
And that's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen, guys, and you got to be ready for it. And you got to be ready to be friends.
You said we'll be friends no matter what happens on this podcast.
Yeah.
That we'd be friends.
Yeah.
You said that.
I know I said that. So I'll hold to that, but let's just say, episode two, I'm coming for y'all's asses.
Oh.
I'm coming for y'all's asses.
Okay. Try to find something wrong about me. Think about it between now and the next podcast.
It's
going to
take a couple weeks,
exactly.
Okay?
You're not going to think of nothing.
I can't think of anything right now. You're an angel. Both of y'all are angels. I can't think of any right off the bat. Damn.
Exactly.
And do you think that the viewers would stand for you trying to find something wrong with us?
Nope. Nope. You're going to be on everybody's shit list.
Walking around with the flattest foot you've ever seen.
Flat
it's
foot.
Almost concavely.
Yep. Yep.
I don't know how you're able to walk.
No matter what they
you
say
got spine
about me.
Issues, I'm sure.
No matter what they say about me.
Hey, friends.
We will remain friends.
We're going to remain friends. Okay? No matter what. You said that. I'm going to hold you to it.
Okay.
That is our manifesto.
We manifested it. And it's in our contract with our private investor. He literally said, if I'm gonna cut you guys checks, you guys stay friends. That's in our contract. So he's investing in this podcast, so we have to really show him that we're not going to break up.
Okay, well, you know what? I appreciate the transparency, and I appreciate you being honest with me, okay? And we will remain friends no matter what.
Okay, all right.
And if I just say this, we would turn off the camera for a second, but I do love you, honey. I do love you.
You do?
No matter what I say.
Okay.
Even if I say, oh, you got a flat foot or you don't know how to hump.
Okay.
Can you cut that out, though?
And cut this, too. And listen.
Okay.
Cut what she said.
Make sure it stays in.
And then cut this, too. Sure you know that she is a tough love.
Mm-hmm.
So she's not going to sit here and sugarcoat it and say, oh, you got an arch when you don't. Okay, she's going to tell it straight to your face. And you know that. You've known her long enough. And she ain't going to change who she is just because we're holding mics.
And that's why I started the podcast.
Exactly.
Again. Okay.
Because we're real.
I love you.
And we're authentic.
I love you. And real and authenticity, that's what makes friendships last a lifetime.
And besides that, people love drama, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I'll have to gang up on her or you or whatever.
If we could coordinate that for the next episode, I would really appreciate it.
So you know it's coming.
I think it's better when it's authentic.
Yeah. Awesome. We got to throw you off.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for watching, y'all.
Is that our first podcast?
We just did our first podcast. So make sure. Yeah, I know. It flew by because we was having fun. Isn't that crazy how much time? Fuck.
Wow. Wow. I can't believe we just did our first official paid podcast.
Yeah.
With our private investor.
Mm-hmm.
Backing us.
Yeah.
And believing in us.
So like we said, the likes, the comments, that's sharing it with a friend,
share,
the subscribing, that
share.
All goes a long way with those algos, okay?
Mm-hmm. Subscribe.
And email us at trailertalespod@gmail.com, and mm-hmm. we'll talk about it, all
We're
right?
We're going
to
be reading them.
And if it's really important in the subject line, put urgent.
Yeah.
Then we'll know to look, sift through all the, because we're probably going to get a lot of emails.
Okay, here's the deal. Put urgent 1 through 10. If it's urgent just a little bit, put urgent 2. If it's like, you have to read this, urgent 10, put urgent 10. Let us know 1 to 10 how urgent it is. And if it's not urgent, you can just caption it or subject it, hey guys, or something else. Mm-hmm. Only put urgent if it's urgent. 1 through 10. But email us, okay?
That's a good system.
Right there.
Which one?
This one. He's trying to find a camera to look at. Right there.
Damn it.
I wish I had a fart right now.
Me too.
But I don't have one.
Just make sure he always gets a red puff.
Yeah, don't put that red puff in a fart and then have me use that next time.
Okay.
That's yours from now on.
Okay, it's mine. Bye, y'all.
Bye, guys. Bye. See you next week.
Woo! I peed my pants. Trailer Tales!